Another military story, and this time it's all about Frank and his tank. I told you just now about Claude and his sword, how with generals he would try and swank. Well, now I will speak of a great friend of mine. So I'll talk about Frank and his tank. When he first joined, the sergeant said, "What can you do?" And Frank said, "Well, all kinds of things. I can ride a girl's bike, and I play drafts a bit. And I've also an auntie what sings." Then the sergeant says, "Well, now we're all satisfied. I know you ain't told me a thing. I ask you a query and you tell me nothing except that your auntie can sing." "In a very few words," says the sergeant, "you're here to learn how to drive these here tanks. Would you like to drive one?" Frank said, "Well, I don't mind." Says the sergeant, "Well, let's settle." Frank says, "Thanks." So they walks out together, though not arm in arm, to where one of these monsters was stood. Says the sergeant, "Do you think you could cope with this here?" Frank said, "Well, if you did, then I could." "After you," said the sergeant. So Frank hops up quick in his overalls, well pressed and dapper. But before the sergeant had got properly settled, Frank lets down the lid on his napper. Then to Frank's great surprise, the tank started to move and his hands got all sticky like toffee. At that moment, they got to the officer's mess where the colonel was just taking coffee. Well, a tank running wild doesn't think of those things. And as Frank started thinking of mother, the tank pushed its way through one side of the mess and pushed its way out through the other. Then Frank said a lot of things under his breath and his hands were much stickier than toffee. He had the unconscious sergeant, the tank running wild, and the colonel on top with his coffee. Well, they came to a ditch and the colonel got off, 'cause he'd finished his coffee by now. And the sergeant came to, says, "We going somewhere?" Frank said, "Blimey, I think so, and now." Then the sergeant said, "Whoa, there's a pond over there on the far side of that grassy bank." So they both hopped out quick and they let the tank go. And when it got to the pond, Frank's tank sank. Then Frank said, "Well, I'm sorry, but what could I do? I know I said I could do lots of things." Said the sergeant, "There's one thing you'd better do quick. That's get back to your auntie, what sings."